Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
You're listening to the Superhuman channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
You know, I have talked and talked and talked about the importance of women paying attention to strength training. I've discussed the fact that women outlive men by 7 to 10 years. However, they are more likely to be institutionalized because they fall getting out of a chair a couple times and the kids go, "Mom, you can't live by yourself anymore. We got to put you into this nursing home." And it is counterintuitive in this day and age, in this civilized day and age, for women to pay attention to strength. They think strength is strictly a man thing. I talk about this on the TV show. We've talked about it on the radio show. However, a lot of the women in the audience get it, but there's a lot of women out there who still don't. And so the discussion turns today to train like a girl, and we're being joined by Jim Laird. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
And Molly Galbraith. How are you, Molly?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having us.
And these are two of Kentucky proud people that I'm proud to say are in the state that I reside in and are doing some great things to spread the word to women that, guess what, if you pay attention to strength, you'll also end up with the body that you want. Molly, I want to turn to you first because you're one of the founders of a group called Girls Gone Strong. And the reality is what I just said is a real hard message to get to the mainstream masses of women, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's why Girls Gone Strong started 2 years ago, is just because there's so much bad information out there geared towards women. You know, so many of us have been scared into thinking that if we lift something heavier than our purse, you know, that we're going to wake up the next day like a She-Hulk. You know, never mind that we, like, lug around 70-pound children and, you know, like bags of, you know, feed on the farm and, you know, do all kinds of other things all day long. That, you know, are much, it's so funny. We, like I said, we lug around 70 pound children and then we go into a gym and we're afraid to pick up a 10 pound kettlebell.
I know. And funny, Jim, you know, Jim is a former power lifter, right? Obviously strength and conditioning coach for some top universities in the United States, football teams. So he's a guy who comes from the strength and conditioning world and has changed his direction to pay attention to a group of people who don't get the message. Jim, When you meet a woman, an average everyday woman, right? She's doing Zumba. She's starving herself to death. She comes to you and she says, "I need help." And the first thing you tell her is, "You got to drop those 2 pound dumbbells and start swinging a 30 pound kettlebell." What's the first thing that they say to you?
Well, usually they're so broken and beat up by the time they come to me and exhausted that they're willing to listen to what I have to say. And, you know, we usually just start out with body weight because most women don't even, you know, for them in the beginning, that's strength training. But they're really shocked when I start talking about eating butter and start talking about eating, you know, eggs and bacon and things like that and talking about doing less aerobic activity, you know, explaining to them that their body's like a car and the more you drive it, the faster it's going to age and the more it's going to break. So you want to make sure that you choose things that are going to actually, you know, give you a positive hormone profile and not take from your hormone profile. And so they just are, you know, totally just blown away at first. And I give it to them in really small dosages unless I have someone who's really stubborn. And then sometimes I'll whack them over the head with a board. But it all depends on the person. But most people, by the time they come to me, they're usually they either don't know anything about me or they're coming to me because they're just at their last leg and they don't know what else to do at that point.
Molly, would you say that women, as opposed to men, and men have a high achievement level, but by and large, women are overachievers in everything they do in life. And as a result, that translates to the gym where it actually backfires on them.
Absolutely. You know, we very rarely get people in our door who are lazy. I mean, that is, you know, I don't know, you know, I mean, you hear people all the time, they're so lazy, they never get up off the couch. We tend to attract, like Jim said, the people who are so burned out, who are so kind of overtrained or under-recovered, you know, whichever one you want to call it, and they're just absolutely cooked by the time they get to us. And the interesting thing is Jim and I have both been through that ourselves. Around within about 6 months to a year of one another, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which is autoimmune hypothyroidism, PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, and adrenal dysfunction, and Jim was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. And it's because we were pushing our bodies so hard, not only in the gym but outside of the gym. We weren't taking care of ourselves outside of the gym. We weren't sleeping. We weren't, you know, we were eating things that weren't good for our, you know, for our bodies. And when we felt like crap, we were getting in the gym and pushing it. And so we've both been there and we've both been broken, and we know what it feels like to, you know, kind of have our body quit on us. And so I think that that allows us to relate to the women who come into our gym who, like you said, are so cooked. You know, they're doing Zumba 6 days a week, twice a day, and not eating anything and trying to be a wife and mother and, you know, business owner and sister and niece and take care of everyone but themselves. And yeah, we see it all the time with women. It's extremely common.
Well, you know, what's really funny, and you say this, right? My own N equals one experiment. I'm training a lot less right now because of life and because of injury and so on and so forth. But ironically, I've put on more muscle. Alisa keeps telling me you're getting leaner and leaner, and I feel good. And something else was interesting, Jim, and maybe you can point this out to and I got to believe this happens to women too. But when I was training so damn hard, I was holding a bunch of water that my body just gave up when I stopped training so damn hard. Do you think that the body becomes that hyper-inflammatory response when you overtrain actually causes you to hold water that adds to the scale?
Yeah, I could definitely say that's a possibility. You know, we see that a lot. You know, with women, when they're under a lot of stress, two things usually happen. One, some women get really skinny and other women kind of hold on to extra body fat. So it's kind of individual, but you know, what you're going through now is you've trained so hard, you've been under a lot of stress, now you're backing off and you're doing that super compensation. You know, your body is coming back the other direction. And that happens, you know, quite often. The problem is most people don't take the time until they have something catastrophic like an injury or something along those lines to actually slow down enough to actually allow their body to catch up. But yeah, there's a lot of factors in most women. You know, their diets are probably 80% starch. You know, Molly does a lot of nutritional counseling. She can talk about that, but you know, women are like, well, I eat yogurt for breakfast and I have carrot sticks for lunch and, you know, I eat whole grains and, you know, the majority of their diet is carbs, the fat's really low. And so that alone, high carbohydrate diet is going to make you hold a lot of water. And then, you know, they're, you know, skinny fat, you know, that's going to make them look even softer. So, and then they go out and binge on whatever they can find, ice cream, you know, whatever, anything else like that. So that'll make you hold a lot of water too. So, you're definitely correct in that assessment.
Well, I want to mention something before we go into this break, and then we're going to come out of the break and discuss a greater deal of information about training for women. You have a Train Like a Girl seminar coming up in February, February 8th and 9th. It's in Lexington, Kentucky, right?
Correct.
Yes.
How much is it, Molly?
It's $349.
Okay, $349. How many days is it?
It's 2 days.
2 days. 2 days of intensive hands-on work, teaching women what they need to do to end up looking the way they want to look, but ironically being healthier and actually working less at it. Not working hard, but working less at it. And so what I want to say to the audience is this. If you're within the driving area of Lexington, Kentucky, this is a great gift to give your wife. Who may not be on the journey with you. If you're a guy and you're on the journey by yourself, it's really important that your wife be on this journey in order for you to have a happy life moving forward. To your mother, who's getting at that age now where in 10 or 15 years, she's going to start having trouble getting out of the chair. Or anybody in your family, any of the women in your family, this is an amazing gift. This is a gift that they may be reluctant to take advantage of. They may say to you, well, why didn't you just buy me that Fendi watch instead? But let me tell you something. This is a gift that will give to them forever. Probably if you're a guy, long after you're gone, they'll remember the day that they attended Train Like a Girl, because that will get them on the road that will change their life. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No paraben, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25. Now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Look.
Welcome back. We're talking with Molly Galbraith and Jim Laird about their upcoming seminar, but also the foundation of the seminar, which is called Train Like a Girl. And, you know, I think the unique thing about Train Like a Girl is that girls and guys really need to train the same, don't you think, Molly?
There are a lot of similarities in the ways that males and females need to train the same, you know, in terms of making strength training a priority, you know, making sure that they're doing intelligent energy systems training, making sure that they're progressing in the gym, making sure that they're pushing themselves. A lot of women, they'll do the
yes.
same workout over and over and over again for years at a time and wonder why they're not getting results. Or, you know, my best friend who loves to work out and loves to, you know, she lifts weights occasionally, was in the gym with me one day and we were doing floor press. And I said, okay, you know, shoot for about 12. And so she did 12 and then she put them down. And I was like, hey, hold on 1 second. And I was like, get back down there. And I was like, give me like 5 more. I just want to see what it looks like. And she did 5 more. And I said, give me 5 more. And she did 5 more. She ended up being able to get like 27 or something with the weight that she was using. And I was like, okay, you've got to go up and wait next time. And she just did 12 the first time because I told her to do 12. And,
right.
and it felt, you know, and it felt a little bit challenging, but not, you know, so challenging. And so they don't, a lot of women don't know how to strain. That was something. And, you know, if you're a normal everyday woman, you don't need to be straining constantly under weights, but you should be doing something challenging enough to the point where you could, we call it leaving 1 or 2 reps in the tank, you know, where you could have done maybe 2 more. But, you know, yeah, we've got to make lifting a foundation of our programs. We've got to do intelligent energy systems work or cardio, and we've got to focus on, you know, challenging ourselves and progressing over time. That's one thing that Jim is really good at. You know, our clients feel like their workouts are different enough to maintain variety, but they're similar enough to make sure that they're getting enough practice at the movements. And we make sure that over time, they're always doing more or lifting more or, you know, progressing without running them into the ground.
Jim, do you think that this area is, men are the flip side of women in this area. So in other words, the woman will go in and do her 12 reps because she knows she can do her 12 reps and she is going to be cautious about pushing ourselves, where guys, our ego drives us to push harder and harder till we injure something. Is it not the flip side of the same coin that we see here in men and women?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, women can work at a much higher percentage of their 1 rep max and like do much better. But it's funny. It's a lot of the way we're wired. You know, you can put, you know, a woman will do a triple with 95% of her max, where most guys would never be able to do that. You know, a woman will do a triple, but then as soon as you add, you know, 2.5 pounds to that, they'll floor. Or, you know, she might do 5 with that 95%. And then as soon as she goes up, if she did 101%, it would bury her, or even 99%.
But isn't that because the reason she can do a triple with 95% is because 95%, her 95% is not really her 95%. Women always leave something in the tank because they're very cautious and protective of this sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that could be the way women are wired, most women. But I think, I mean, it all depends. Like, I've got girls, a couple girls that train with me that have the same mentality that men do. So, I mean, it all depends. But if society-wise, I think you're right. I think women are kind of like, you know, in the 50s, you know, William Davis talks about exercise in his Wheat Belly book, how women didn't exercise, that there was no obesity. You know, only just a few, like a couple decades ago, it was unfeminine for women to exercise, for women to be more aggressive and to be, you know, to get aggressive and to lift heavy things and grunt and things like that is kind of, you know, shunned upon, where men, it's just kind of a normal activity. It's kind of badass. So I think a lot of women are just very cautious. They don't feel comfortable doing stuff like that.
Molly, do you think, so when you sit down with a woman and you say, look, you just need to train with weights a few days a week and then just really light walking, you know, because women, you know, if I had a dollar for every woman who said to me, oh my God, I've been doing all these things and I gained a pound, I'm just not going to eat tomorrow. Women always think that going to the excessive side, either not eating or training harder and harder, is the answer. And how long does it take them to see the results from this more zen-like approach before they go, okay, I get it now, I was doing it wrong?
Well, one of my favorite questions when a woman says, but I've been doing this and this and this, and I tell them, you know, well, okay, let's try this. And they say, but I can't. And I say, well, how is what you're doing working for you? Because if it were working, you wouldn't be here. You know, if you were getting the results you wanted, you wouldn't have sought me out or sought Jim out or sought our facility out in the first place. And that usually kind of gives them this aha moment. You know, they're scared to stop spinning 6 days a week for 90 minutes and eating,
right,
you know, 700 calories. But there's a reason that they're sitting in the chair in front of you. And it's because they're, what they're doing is not working either from a lifestyle standpoint or an aesthetic standpoint or a health standpoint. And so, you know, gosh, I had a client message me the other day. She hasn't even been able to start working out. And she's only been working with me for 2 weeks on nutrition. And she's like, I've already fit in a pair of pants I haven't fit in, you know, years. And so, you know, for some people it takes longer than others. What we generally tell people, we say, okay, give us 30 to 60 days. We're going to pull gluten and refined grains out of your diet. You know, we're going to pull most of the dairy out of your diet. We just want you to, you know, come to the gym twice a week and walk and sleep and stuff. And if they're not seeing amazing results in 30 to 60 days, we usually find that there's other underlying issues, whether they're, you know, their cortisol is completely out of whack, or, you know, they're having adrenal issues, or they have, you know, they have Hashimoto's or something else. But if our clients aren't seeing phenomenal results in 30 to 60 days, and even sooner than that, but really phenomenal results in 30 to 60 days, they usually have an underlying health issue that they need to go see some kind of integrative doctor for.
And this is an important distinction too, then, because a lot of the women that you'll probably end up seeing are older women, and older women who are perimenopausal and menopausal. We know now that estrogen plays a very powerful role in burning fat in both men and women. So what happens when you have a woman who comes to you and you start asking questions? And I'm going to direct this just to Molly first, and then Jim, I'm going to let you jump in. And it's clear that she's going through menopause or she's gone through menopause. Can you really help her without her becoming hormonally optimized?
We have been able to see good results. I mean, a lot of times it's just getting them to chill out enough so that they can actually sleep, or to calm down enough to start prioritizing themselves. These women that, you know, like you said, that are, you know, perimenopausal, or, you know, have been taking care of everybody else for the last 35 or 40 years. You know, they literally haven't taken a moment to focus on themselves that whole time. So even if we can't get them to the doctor and get them hormonally optimized, if we can get them to sleep, if we can get them to eat some fat and to eat some more real food, to chill out, to figure out a way to manage their stress, and to get them lifting, I mean, even if they don't lose 2 clothing sizes, they're going to at least feel better, have more energy, you know, be happier, have, you know, just overall have a more general feeling of feeling better, even if we can't get them to drop the body fat, you know, as soon as they'd like.
What do you think, Jim, when you find a woman who's going through menopause, do you try to adjust her expectations and say, look, you know, you're going through menopause, so you really are kind of fighting upstream here, but we'll make progress?
Yeah, and I talk to them about, you know, posture and bone density and all that sort of thing, but I tell them as well, like, until you do what we call working in, meditation, going for walks, and get your hormones balanced out. And if I got somebody who's in really bad shape, I'll strongly encourage them to go to a functional medicine doctor, integrated medicine doctor, because, you know, it's like pushing a car uphill or a car with emergency brakes on. And there's a reason why bodybuilders take steroids, because the better your hormone profile, the better your body composition, you know, the better you're going to look, the better you're going to feel. So if that's all out of whack, you know, you can't drive a broken car at 100 miles an hour. And if you got bad brakes and a bad engine, training hard is not going to be the answer to fix all that. You're going to need to, you know, get everything reset. But, you know, we definitely talk to them about that and about expectations. And we use, you know, somebody who's really burned out, we'll use, like, Joel Jameson's HRV app to help them see the status of their body on a daily basis and how that's affecting their ability not only to train but just their overall health.
You know, I actually was going to ask you this question, and let's just go long in this segment. So is it easy enough to dial these women in, Jim, without getting super technical and starting to look at heart rate variability, or do you still turn to something like that with your clients?
It depends on the person. I mean, I've got a couple ladies that are in the Misfits, that's a group that I've trained that does powerlifting meets, that would run through a wall if I allowed them to. And those type of type A people, I will use the heart availability, because they'll wake up in the morning, they'll put that on, and it'll say red, you know. And it forces them to put more effort into taking care of themselves so they can earn the right to train. with most women, you know, most of them, they start, you go, well, I'll do this, go for a walk. You know, they start, they're fairly compliant. It all depends on if you've got somebody who's really stubborn or if you have somebody who's fairly willing. Most people are willing to listen and at least take, you know, 60, 70, 80% of the advice. And it also depends on expectation. And if you've got somebody that's happy where they are and they just want to, you know, continue to maintain where they're at or get a little bit better and they're very happy with their training and they're happy where they are, you know, then that's fine. You know, if they don't want to take it to the next step, it just all depends. I mean, if somebody wants to take it to the next level and wants to be exceptional, then we have to make sure all the ducks are in a row. But if somebody just wants to be, if they're happy where they are, like Wob Wolf says, get healthy and then figure out how many, get happy and where you want to be, and then figure out how many shenanigans you can get away with, you know? And so it just depends on the person.
What do you think about this, Molly, as far as I'm a big believer in heart rate variability for athletes who, I mean, to me, it's like a tachometer. And if you're a race car, you got to pay attention to the tachometer to make sure you don't redline. But if you're just driving light to light in an average car, you may not even look at the tach. Can you get these women dialed in without getting really, really technical and starting to look at HRV? And what's your opinion?
Well, I mean, like Jim said, it depends on the person. You know, we, especially Jim, Jim's gotten great results with his clients for 15, 20 years, you know, without HRV. So obviously it's possible, but I do think that now that it's available to us, that it's a fantastic tool for people like Jim, like me, like, you know, his clients and the Misfits, who will push themselves to the absolute brink until there's something right in front of their face that says stop. You know, and that's what that red light does. That's what, you know, you look at the clock when you're getting ready to get in bed at night. You don't want to get in bed, and you're like, well, you know, if I want to train tomorrow, you know, I need to have a decent HRV, so I got to get in bed, you know.
Right.
And it also, for me, being so type A, it allowed me, you know, my biggest, I always use these words, grace and compassion. Like, you know, we need grace and compassion for ourselves, grace and compassion for our bodies and the way they look. It allowed me to give myself that. And not, you know, if I didn't feel like training hard one day, in my brain I might be like, oh, I'm so lazy, I'm such a loser, why don't I feel like training? If my HRV is orange or red, then I'm like, oh, well, no wonder I don't feel like training.
You know what, I wouldn't give myself permission not to train with every ounce and every shred of strength that I could muster up until I injured myself. And then I was like, well, I can't deadlift because I have an injury. And everything changed for me. My body started to change when I backed off, but I needed permission to. The HRV gives you permission almost, doesn't it?
Right. Yes, exactly. And that's what I talk about when in that video, is that it gave me grace and compassion to allow myself, it's okay. Like, because in this society of more, do more, be more, have more,
right.
Like, you know, we always think that more is better, but more isn't better. Better is better. So if you can, you know, if you can get, and again, it's so funny because that's what we preach at the gym. If we can get you better results with less effort, like, who doesn't want that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The reason that people want to do more is because they think they have to achieve more. But if we say, hey, you know, you can achieve more by doing less, then so many people are so relieved to hear that. And the reason, you know, Jim talks about this a lot, the reason that people go all the time is because they're running away from something. You know, they're running away from their family life or their marriage or their, you know, their kids or their work stress. I mean, most people who are healthy and happy psychologically don't feel like they have to go at 100 miles an hour all the time.
Interesting.
And when you get them to slow down and look at their life, you know, and again, he and I have both been there. We're not perfect. We've experienced this, which is why we talk about it with people. You know, when you slow down enough, most people have so many demons to deal with that they've been running away from that, you know, if you can get people to do that, it's scary, but it's, you know, it's what they need to do.
You know what? We're going to take a break. I just want to say something to the audience. I want to mention that the Girls Gone Strong organization has a following of over 44,000 women. That tells you something. Because you know how women are. Women tell other women. And when something works, it grows quickly. You have an opportunity to attend a live seminar in Lexington, Kentucky, February 8th and 9th. Train like a girl. If you're in driving distance of this seminar, you should come and join them. Because I can tell you something. Like they just said, if you can train smarter and train less and end up with a greater body and greater health, what's better than that? What is your end point? Is your end point to whittle yourself down to a fraction of what you are, annihilate your body, destroy yourself, just to prove that you can? No, it's not. And you can learn how to do it right by attending the seminar. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Train like a girl. Look like a movie star. That's what they, you know, you see all these hot movie stars on TV and in the movies and stuff. And I happen to know Dr. Peter Rouse. I guess I could say this by now. I know he forbids me to talk about the movie stars that he works with, but I have to tell you that he trained Scarlett Johansson for one of her roles. And I know this. He also worked with the guy who was in Ryan Gosling. The movie stars go to people like Jim Laird and Molly Galbraith to look the part of the role. They don't go do Zumba for 100 hours and then eat carrot sticks all day long. And you're never going to look the way you want to look because you want to look like those movie stars, right? You're never going to look the way you want to look training the way you're training. You have to train the way they train. And this is how they train. Look at who's the guy who played Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, in preparation for his role in Les Mis, he learned to deadlift 450 pounds. So, you know, you would say, oh, well, you know, that's Pierce Brosnan did. Well, Pierce Brosnan doesn't have that body. Look at the guy. I mean, the guy looks the part. He's super strong and handsome and shapely and muscular. And guess how he trains? He trains like a power lifter. I mean, any comments about those? Anything I just said to either of you? Just jump in.
I was going to say, so one thing that we haven't addressed yet that so many women say is, you know, I don't want to get bulky. And you know, a lot of like fitness professionals are really quick to like scoff and roll their eyes and be like, oh, that's so dumb. But the problem is, if you look at a woman comes to you and says, I don't want to strength train because I don't want to get bulky, and you tell her that that's stupid, okay, from a woman's perspective, you just completely shut her down.
Right.
And she either doesn't want to talk to you, or if she has lifted in the past and she has gotten bigger, okay, and I'll get to why she probably got bigger in a minute, and she has gotten bigger, then she thinks that you're wrong and doesn't believe you. But you can't look at someone who's held a belief. I mean, this is emotional for women. This is an extremely emotional subject for them. If you look at them and say, that's stupid, you just totally like lost your opportunity to really connect with her. So if you say, you know what, I hear that a lot, and it's, you know, it's a really common misconception, can you tell me why you feel that way? Well, if they say, well, I lifted in high school and I got bigger, well, in high school you were probably eating fast food three times a day, and you
yeah
know,
but wait a minute, there's another reason. Okay, so if a woman has an inch and a half of subcutaneous fat on her arms, right, and she starts doing work that trains the upper arms, the biceps and triceps will grow right away, but the sub-Q fat will take its time to drop off. So what you need to understand is, yes, you may get a little bulkier in the short term, but as those muscles burn the fat around them, which we know that they do that, then as you'll end up leaner. The bottom line is you'll end up leaner and more shapely. But it's just like remodeling a house. Sometimes you got to live in half the house because the other half of the house is filled with dust and junk.
Right, and so it takes a little while, but then the other question is, what does bulky look like to you? You know, my friend Lee Peel did a poll of like over 2,000 women, and some crazy amount like thought that Jessica Biel and Jennifer Garner, which is why this reminded me of that, you're talking about movie stars, thought Jessica Biel and Jennifer Garner looked bulky. Like, I'm sorry, if you think Jessica Biel looks bulky, this conversation might be over, because I can't convince you to want a lean and shapely and athletic body. If you want to look like you're starved and you're really, really skinny, or do you just want to look, you know, teeny tiny with no muscle tone, then this might not be a good fit for you. You can't force someone to want to look lean and athletic and shapely.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that most of the people in your audience, you know, that are listening to this do want to look that way. And so in that case, yes, you know, coming to train like a girl, and I really appreciate you promoting train like a girl, but to be honest, people flew in from all over the world in May. We had people from Canada, we had people like all over North America.
Right.
traveled to Lexington, Kentucky for train like a girl last year, and absolutely loved it, and are coming back.
How many of them are trainers, Jim, that actually want to learn what you do and then do it with their clients?
Probably say we're 50-50. It's probably 50% just normal everyday women that either just started strength training or want to get more information on it. And the other 50% are coaches that want to learn how to train women. You know, it's funny, women hire coaches more than any other demographic, and all the information is for men. You know, we get women that come into our gym all the time, and they're squatting or they're deadlifting like an elite level powerlifter would. And that's just, as far as for long term, like wanting to lift a long time, for someone who's completely has never lifted before, some of the techniques used by elite level powerlifters are not going to be conducive for women. Especially, you know, women will come in, their hands will be way out on the bar because they saw, you know, somebody online who's 300 pounds who can't get his arms inside. That's why he squats like that, and they'll be squatting like that too. And they wonder why, you know, it hurts their neck and they can't hold the bar properly. And so, you know, we cater all our information and tailor our information just for your normal everyday, you know, women that just want to look good and feel good. So.
Okay. Before trying to dial somebody in using heart rate variability, and I want to come back to that just for a second.
Sure.
What is, in your humble opinion, what are the top two? And I'm going to ask each of you because maybe they're different for each of you. So we'll start with Jim. What are the top two signs that someone has been overtrained or is overtraining to you? The first top two things that they're going through, like, this person is training a little too hard right now.
Lack of sex drive and sleep dysregulation.
Okay, Molly, what do you think? What do you think? What are your top two, Molly?
I'd say beyond that would be, because those are good ones. I'd say beyond that, lack of motivation to train, and they, when they're training more than 3 to 4 days a week and not getting the results they want. I mean, because we have women that come in and they're training, one of the ladies who's in the Misfits, which is an awesome group. If you guys are interested in following, real women who train hard and look great, and, you know, they're not trainers, they don't do fitness for a living, the Misfits.com, is a fantastic site to follow. One of them, she's actually my cousin, was training about 13 to 14 times a week. So 2 to 3 times a day, most days of the week.
Really?
and eating about 1,100 calories, and she had totally plateaued. She dropped from 250 pounds to about 180 pounds doing it that way, and then just literally smashed face first into a brick wall and was not getting the results she wanted anymore. And so, lack of motivation to train, which she did not have, but she wasn't getting results. I mean, you would have to think that she is in a calorie deficit. I mean, that would, the most reasonable thing to think is that at that point she's in a deficit, but she wasn't. She had, the metabolic adaptations had taken place to where her body was conserving energy and not wanting to burn fat because she was doing too much. So, I mean, if you're training more than 3 to 4 days a week and eating reasonably and you're not losing body fat, you're overtraining.
Well, you know what? And I really think sleep is the first indicator. From my own personal experience, from other people, if you train, first of all, you have to take some time off to find out what your baseline is. When you take off and you start sleeping good again, and then you start training, as soon as you stop sleeping good, you should say, oh, I think I'm going a little too far. Because sleep, good. I'm sorry, Jim. Good.
One of the things you have to consider, and I wrote an article on this that's kind of floated around the internet, is your day off truly a day off?
Yeah.
You know, if your business is struggling, or you're fighting with your husband, or you're in the middle of a divorce, or you've got family issues, and you're wired all the time, that's not time off. Like, your body doesn't know the difference between you lifting weights and running from a bear. Like, it's the same thing. So, or fighting with your husband or having problems with your kids. So that was the problem that I ran into, was I was training really hard. I didn't get hurt from my training, but I wasn't sleeping. And then I was training people from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. and I was working a job on the weekend. So my body, you never got a chance to recover. So that's the one thing we emphasize, is you have to do the work working in to put energy back in the account, so you have energy to spend in your training. So basically, most people are running their bodies like the government runs, like the government runs. That's basically what's happening.
In a big ever-growing deficit.
Right.
That's correct. You know, and that's exactly what's going on. And everybody goes, well, you just got to go harder, and you just got to train harder, and you just take these stimulants. And then before you know it, you get hurt. I mean, you literally, the body is so much smarter. You either slow down enough to listen to it, or it will make you stop. And getting made to stop is much worse than just going down on your own.
Yeah. No, I know. You're right. And it is a good point. People came from all over North America for the first Train Like a Girl, and I have to believe it's going to be even bigger this time around. We're going to take a last commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier, and I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800- 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. If you haven't tried Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum, you're really missing out on something wonderful from nature. First 6-hour colostrum is the best colostrum, and it enhances recovery, muscle growth, immune function. It's just one of those foundational supplements. And we have a great special offer at superhumanradio.com. Check it out. Okay, so how many people do you think will show up this year, Molly? Well, okay, Jim. Okay. Jim, go ahead. You go. I'm sorry.
Well, we only have 22 spots left out of 100. We haven't even, like, really publicly, we haven't really advertised it much publicly other to the, we had 500 people pre-register for it. We have a bonus day on Friday where 20 people will get to spend the afternoon with Molly, myself, and the rest of the staff at J&M Strength and Conditioning. That's sold out in 15 minutes, okay? And so we decided with all these, like, we've got some amazing people going to be in town. We were thinking about duplicating the bonus day, but we're like, we've done enough work. We need to do something a little bit different. And I have a real passion for helping people be smarter and do things, you know, just a little more intelligence involved. And CrossFit has become such a phenomena. And so what we've done is we're putting together an extra bonus day on Sunday. And this is actually the first time we've announced this publicly. We are going to have for 30 people. It's actually, we've already sold 4. So we're down to whatever, 26. So we're going to have for $199, they can come to the CrossFit A Smarter Way seminar. Eva T is going to be presenting. She was one of the original, she's a former Olympian. She's one of the original CrossFit athletes. She's going to be talking about smarter programming. Joel Jamison is going to be talking about energy systems training for CrossFit and integrating HRV. John Kiefer is carb backloading, carb night, is going to be talking about nutritional strategies. And then Ryan Brown and Dr. Quinn are going to be talking about their movement for CrossFit, like how to make be more efficient in your movement.
That's wonderful. And I obviously this is something that there is a continuum in the discussion of training smarter and more effectively and the CrossFit model as well. I mean, Molly, when you train in a CrossFit style, are you training more for athleticism than health and a certain look?
Well, you know, I haven't worked with a lot of CrossFit athletes myself. We did used to rent space from a CrossFit gym, and that was actually our issue with CrossFit. We don't have anything against it per se at all. What we have an issue with is when CrossFit facilities try to tell people that doing CrossFit 5 to 6 days a week is going to help them look and feel their best. That's the problem. If you, anything that you try to do, I mean, the whole model of CrossFit is forging elite fitness.
Right.
Anytime you try to do anything at an elite level, you're not being the healthiest that you can be, whether you're a professional football player, an ultra marathoner, or a figure competitor. Anytime you try to take your body to an elite level of performance or aesthetics, it's not healthy. And so, you know, I always talk about finding, for most people, they want to find a balance where their lifestyle, their health, their performance, and their aesthetics intersect. That is what most people want. They want to look good, feel good, perform well, and still be able to enjoy their life. If you want to do something at an elite level, you're going to have to sacrifice one of those things. So if you want to do CrossFit at an elite level, you might perform really well and you might, you know, look great, but your health and your lifestyle will probably suffer a bit, you know? And the funny thing about CrossFit, and Jim can speak on this more than I can, is that to do really well at CrossFit, you shouldn't be doing just CrossFit 6 days a week. There's better ways to, you know, he was training a lot of the coaches at the CrossFit where we were renting space, and they were doing a lot more pure strength training and technique work and, you know, and intelligent conditioning than they were CrossFit wads, and they were getting better at CrossFit. So, you know, I just, anytime you want to do something at an elite level, you're going to be sacrificing your health a bit. And that's just, you know, that's the frustrating thing that people don't understand. They think that CrossFitting 6 days a week is great for their health, and it's just not.
Yeah, and I don't, anybody who thinks that it's great for your health is, and that's why I look at CrossFit the way I look at any Olympic athlete and athletic event. Olympic athletes are not healthy individuals. They're always on the verge of getting sick, injured, exhaustion, and they do that for years and years and years. And the reality is at that level, it's all about performance, and everything else takes a backseat. Everything else takes a backseat. And that's how I look at CrossFit. I've never looked at CrossFit and thought, this is the model way to train. If your goals are to be strong, look great, and feel better. Jim, what did you do with this CrossFit thing? How did you integrate some other disciplines into it to get better results?
Well, you have to look at when you're dealing with someone who does CrossFit, like, what do they suck at? Like, you know, if they can't do certain movements. The whole idea behind CrossFit is that it's just, the whole goal of it is just to do more. That's the whole, and then you get the Uncle Rabdo, Pookie the Clown kind of mentality. And trying to get them to scale back and understand that you only need to do enough to get better, and doing anything beyond that digs a hole. Like pushing your body beyond the ability to recover on a regular basis is just going to drive you down eventually. And you might be able to overreach and get aggressive and push through that, but in time, and Mark Ripito wrote a great article about this in T-Nation where he talks about training versus exercise. And CrossFit is exercise, and training is training. You're getting better at a specific goal.
Right.
So when you work with a CrossFit athlete, you have to look at them as like, is their general conditioning their weakness? Usually not. Usually it's some general strength. They're usually not very just generally. Some of them are really strong. Some of them aren't. Like you got a guy like Rich Froning, who I got to talk to just before he won, you know, all the games he won in a row. He lost the one game because he couldn't climb a rope. So you know that he started working on more technical stuff and learning how to climb ropes and figuring out the stuff, and you don't know what you're preparing for. That's part of the problem, where it's like if you're competing in powerlifting and you're doing it naturally, you know exactly what you're preparing for. You can underlift slightly. You know exactly what you're training for. Whereas CrossFit, if you're doing it on a games level, you don't know what you're getting up. You're up against. You could have to run a triathlon and then max deadlift right after that.
Right.
And a lot of the workouts are set up like, okay, so we're going to do 50 box jumps. In between, we're going to do 10 deadlifts at 200 pounds. So your legs are exhausted. So your low back ends up having to do all the work on the deadlift. So it's set up to basically destroy people, and it's set up to see if you want to get better at dealing with suffering. It's awesome. It's an awesome modality. It's the culture they've created is phenomenal. The problem is that they've basically gone by this like more is better mentality, and then everybody just cheers people on, even if they don't have the ability. You know, they're like, just keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing, and that's great to a certain point, but you know, it's just. For people to get better and just look good and feel good, it's not a great modality. And there's a lot of great coaches out there doing CrossFit that are doing a wonderful job, like Michael Rutherford and Rob Wolf with NorCal Strength and Conditioning. These guys have taken a lot of the, you know, that community stuff, but approaching it in a little bit smarter way, like Ryan Brown in Louisville. You know, he has his CrossFit games. People have to audition. They do an assessment. That sort of thing. And then if someone comes to them and looks good and wants to just look good and feel good, then they go into a different kind of program. So that's the kind of stuff we're going to be talking about in February.
Very exciting. Now, I have to ask, for those people who cannot attend live, because obviously there's a limited number of seats available, will there be a DVD and a course that people can buy?
Train Like a Girl 1 will be coming out, if nothing, no other complications, will be coming out in January. You will be able to buy that online, and then we will be recording Train Like a Girl 2 and the seminars, and you'll be able to buy those in the future.
Like Jim said, so we've got the Train Like a Girl 1 product coming out in January. We'll have the Train Like a Girl 2 product hopefully coming out even more quickly, so shortly after Train Like a Girl 2. And then I know we're getting short on time, I believe. So
no, we can go a little long. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to say, you know, and then if you're looking for more information, like I mentioned earlier, the Misfits put out great information on their blog. They're constantly taking questions from people and writing about the things that they're doing. And, you know, Jim's their coach, so obviously you're getting the information kind of straight from him, or he will be answering questions. You know, he'll do video question or video answers for reader questions. And then if you follow Girls Gone Strong, you can find us on Facebook if you like it. We put out new content every single week, and it's, you know, again, I'm part of Girls Gone Strong. Jim's been my mentor for 10 years, so you can be assured that the information that you're getting there is you know, the very similar information to what you'd get at Train Like a Girl. So if you can't attend Train Like a Girl, you will be able to buy the products, and you can follow us on social media and on our blogs and get, you know, we're constantly just pumping out this content, this information, and people are starving for it. And that's why our you know, we've been able to grow so much.
You know, will the first seminar that's coming out now and then the second one that will come out, will they build on each other, or should somebody just wait for the second one? What do you think?
We pick different guests to cover different content
okay.
and different angles.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're always bringing in somebody new, but there's still a lot of the same theme, but we're having, you know, different people come in and give different perspectives, and we're tackling different topics. Like Joel Jamison is going to be talking about the difference between conditioning for health and fitness, and the difference between fat loss and the difference in performance. Like, that's a really controversial topic right now. You know, so everybody's coming in with a little bit of different perspective. That's why we're bringing in some different coaches from last time. I'm going to be talking about how to build the deadlift from the ground up. So how do you take like a normal everyday woman who's never lifted weights and then get her to deadlift 370 pounds?
Right.
You know, and I've done that repeatedly.
Yeah, so, and we don't want them necessarily to build on themselves, because we don't want someone who missed out on Train Like a Girl 1 to not be able to come to Train Like a Girl 2. But again, the theme is the same. It's training smarter, not harder. And the kind of content that we're going to be giving, we do a really good job, I think, of making sure that anyone from a beginner all the way up to a really advanced coach can benefit from the information that we're giving. Because advanced coaches, a lot of times are missing the basics as well. You know, many people are missing the basics. So we want to continue to do that at each of the Train Like a Girls, is, you know, make sure the information is applicable for everyone from beginner all the way to someone who's advanced.
Yeah, very, very, very cool. I can't wait to hear more about it. I was just thinking of something. For those of you out there, the ladies out there, who like this type of discussion, Jim Laird will be hosting a show early 2014 on the Superhuman Radio Network called Strong Sexy Radio. I guess the cat's out of the bag now, Jim. And it's going to be once a week show that's going to be dedicated to training for women. And it's not just going to be women who are already well trained. It's going to be women who Train Like a Girl type seminar is designed for, and that is women who are finding their way into this and want to be more educated about it and want to achieve a certain look without destroying their bodies, which is a sensible approach, in my opinion. So that will be coming in 2014. We've already been talking about it, and we're actually just looking for some sponsors right now to step up and be involved with it, and we think we have one major sponsor sitting here right now. So anyway, that's exciting stuff. Well, listen, I wish you all the luck. I think you guys are really doing some great work because you're focusing on a population that needs this more than anything else. And that is average women out there who don't get it. They just don't get why it's important for them to be strong. And it goes so far beyond the way you look and the way you feel, but it will pay you off in spades when you get older. So... anyway.
Absolutely. So I don't know if we've actually said, if you go to trainlikeagirlseminar.com, that's where you register. Or you could just Google Train Like a Girl Seminar and it should pop up. But, we sold out of our early bird. We sold out of our first group conference registration really quickly. So we've got the regular, about 20-ish spots on the regular price left. After the show, I don't know if we'll have any. So you might want to hop on and do that.
Yeah.
We've got the CrossFit thing available. And again, you know, Jim and I are both on Facebook. We're both, you know, we're on social media. We're on Twitter. You can find us there. You can visit themisfits.com to see the group of women that Jim works with, and you can visit girlsgonestrong.com and on Facebook to just keep up with all the information we're putting out, because we're constantly pumping out content. So
I'll put this up on my blog here while the show is being rendered and put it up on Facebook too. I'm at trainlikeagirlseminar.com.
Yep.
So we'll get this out there right away. All right, listen.
You have to watch the video, Carl. It's pretty funny.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the video is hilarious. There's all of our bloopers in there from us trying to film it. So
really?
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
How long of a video is it? Can we? Would they translate well to the listening audience, or you have to see them as well?
No, you have to.
Okay.
You've got to see it. It's like, you know, Jim like touching my elbow, which I have an aversion to elbows, and me freaking out, and us like, you know, whacking each other, and, you know, just, it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
so
I'll definitely check it out. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today, and I hope people take advantage of this. There's only a few slots left, so you better jump on it right away.
Well, thank you for having me.
We really appreciate it.
All right, talk to you guys later.
All right, bye, Carl.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, I got a couple announcements to make, and we'll wrap
up the
show.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen function while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You ready?
Welcome back. Tomorrow's Friday, which means we'll be doing a casual Friday. I'll be joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo to talk about a lot of good stories that happened over the holiday and beyond. And just want to thank everybody for listening. I know that this is a time that most people tune out. I watched the download stats from right before Thanksgiving, a day or two before Thanksgiving, till the end of the new year. And it's amazing how many people, and rightfully so, this is a season where everybody wants to just enjoy themselves, spend money on gifts, be with their loved ones, and not necessarily focusing on training, nutrition, or supplements. But supplements are good to give as gifts, as well as training sessions like the Train Like a Girl seminar. These are all good things to give as gifts as well, so remember that. And then we come back in January stronger than ever and hopefully not having to try to correct the two steps back that occurred during December. But it is a reality. But to those of you hardcore listeners out there still listening this month, I thank you. And I think 2014 is going to be an amazing year, by the way. We have a lot of new radio shows we're going to be producing out of here. Lots of exciting ones. One of them hosted by the brilliant and talented Adele Moussa. That's right. We're spinning off his own show in 2014. So, anyway, thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow with Casual Friday.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.